Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, sorry for the late introduction. And yes, I did type my code in. And a few more weeks until 2018. I can't believe it. And I'll be 35 next year. Yeah, I know. Depressing. I had goals for my 35th and yeah, see how those went. So anyway, thank you lovely listeners for taking the time to tune in. And these last 2 weeks have been very interesting. There was the whole more sexual allegations, such as the ones against Rhett Ratner and Russell Simmons. The newest Russell Simmons one came out today, where he was accused of allegedly sexually assaulting a 17-year-old in 1991. Now, my thing is, he did start dating his ex-wife when she was around 17. I'm not saying he's guilty. I don't want my listeners to think that. But he did start dating a 17-year-old. And the first case against him was something that happened in 2001 with a 29-year-old. And I know this is going to be horrible to say. I'm not blaming. But 29 seems a little bit old when it comes to him, and he was still married to Kimora. Yeah, I know it sounds catty, but a part of me is giving the side eye. And I know in this heightened awareness, I'm glad sexual misconduct is coming more prevalent, not more prevalent, but it's not being hidden as much. But I just hope it doesn't go overboard to the point where people become dull to it and don't take it seriously. Sort of like how people are like offensive about ethnic slurs, but then you use them so much, it's like, well, why are you offended? Or it becomes devalued, and it's like, no, sexual assault and sexual harassment are major things. They should be taken seriously, and people should be held accountable. Like the senator got in trouble for doing the frat boy stuff. Like, really, feeling on a girl's boobs and taking a picture? I expect that from a college student. I do not expect that from a grown man. But no. And I was right. He was married to Kimora. They got married, according to Wikipedia, in 1993. And, I mean, no, I apologize, 1998. So they got married, 98. So it was from 98 to 2009. So he was married. I'm not saying married man. Don't cheat. Cajun King. Anyway, but they started dating when she was young. So I'm not going to say I'm surprised about the 17-year-old. Because he met her when she was 17 and he was 35. So, yeah. But if it's serious, if it's true, I do want justice for those victims and the Rhett Ratner victims. If it is not true, I feel like this witch hunt will ruin sexual harassment in the media. But enough about the sexual harassment. And I mean, it's everywhere, whether it's implicit or explicit. But besides that, Christ, for those who have not been tuning into social media, Tyrese's videos, oh my goodness, me and one of my friends, I have been going back and forth. It's like, what is this man on? I get it. You miss your daughter. You want to visit your daughter. When the courts give you visitation, you're busy, but you have time to go on social media crying. It's the cry race, which everybody's calling him. You're crying about it. You're having witness, which technically could be looked at as witness tamper, by flying a billboard that says, Daddy misses you. You're dedicating the opening of sexual harassment. Heal of Let's Get It On. Like, you do realize Marvin Gaye started making that when he was married and tried to hook up with a 17-year-old? And just the title, no. If you're going to dedicate a song to your daughter, couldn't it be like Stevie Wonder's You Are the Sunshine of My Life, you know, that kind of thing. Not, you may have been conceived during, yes, your dad may have been conceived in the 70s to this song. I'm not being mean, but let's face it, the song did come out in the 70s, and Tyrese was born in the 70s. It's not that much of a leap to say he may have been conceived during that song, and that's just icky. Like, who does that? Then the whining about Will and Jada giving him $5 million, which was not true. And even if they did give him $5 million and said stay off social media, that does not mean go on social media, brag. Like, no. And by the way, Thor, the little moody girl dog, is resting. So, yeah. She will be 9 weeks old next week. So, yeah. But he was just, like, crying, and it was video after video. And then it's like, what was the medication? I've never heard. So you went to multiple therapists, and they gave you an antidepressant that you couldn't react well to. So why didn't you take another medication? Duh. I mean, and I get it, because I sort of kind of get it. It's like, I get it, but I don't. Some, especially Black people in the whole Tuskegee experiment, are not exactly doctor-friendly. But, dude, you got to do something. That was not the medication. I've never, no. You blame the psychiatrist. And the question, me and one of my friends, where is his wife? Your husband is, and again, it sounds very misogynistic to say when the husband's acting up, like uber mean to men, because it proves they, it sort of sounds like they can't be responsible. But you do wonder when you're looking at this whole Kyrie, where is his wife? Why are you letting your husband make a fool of himself like this? Like, no. The silent protest with the Chucks with no laces, and he broadcast the twerking, the ramen noodle rant. No. I get it, you're pregnant. But why is he putting you through this stress? And then I'm also wondering, why would a court let this man have joint custody? Like, is it going to have, are they going to be, is it going to be supervised? That's the question, because if he's acting like this, no, I don't want, if I were his ex, it's like, I don't want this man near my child. Look at all this evidence. Like, is this like Apple wins the lawyer's cousin or something? Nope. I know I'm, like, overly sensitive, but that was, like, such a mess. And then speaking of another mess, the whole Wendy Williams situation. Like, it's weird because as a Black woman in media, I do respect what she's accomplished in radio. But it's how. That's the heart and level of ambivalence. Like, and everybody listens to gossip. It is. It's what it is. It's what the world is built on. Sounds horrible, sounds callous, but where there is legitimate news, which is a form of gossip, can be unsubstantiated, and then they will put the disclaimer, unsubstantiated rumors. So basically, it's gossip that hasn't been proven. And 9 times out of 10 with Wendy, she is right. But it's just how, and maybe it's the Southern female in me, it's how she says it. No, don't, not like that, not like that. And the whole pictures that the Daily Mail is posting, and it was like, yeah, I'm wondering who she made mad enough to be on this level of, and I mean, I know it's a 30-plus, it's an almost 30-year list, but still it's like, oh, my God. And then they're republishing stuff over the last few weeks compared to the stuff in September. I was like, wow. And another wow case is the whole Mueller-Russia investigation. Like, I can understand why Shonda changed last season because of scandal. Like, she was saying she was going to have them speaking Russian. It's like, wait, that's going on in the news now. I've got to change scandal. And I've become more interested in scandal,
even though it is the last season. But two seasons ago, I got back into it. So it's like, oh, my God. And the Mueller, like, he is really determined to fulfill his civic duty. And it's crazy because the whole WikiLeaks thing, and I'm like, why would you post that about, why would Don Jr. post that about WikiLeaks on Twitter? Like, no. That's not Democrat or Republican. That's just like, no. Don't. They allegedly have, no. And they have a paper trail. And even Meghan McCain on The View, she was like, they don't leave a, no paper trail. That's like obvious because it's like, okay, if there's a paper trail, then they can get the paper and use said paper against you. At least Sessions is smart. It's like, I do not recall. Because a lot of things you don't recall. And it's not technically, according to The View, I know not the best source, it's not a lie, but just the fact that he said it so much, it's like, why are you just doing this? You were like doing a 2017 remix of It Wasn't Me. Instead of saying It Wasn't Me, it's like, I do not recall. Blah, blah, blah. I do not recall. Blah, blah, blah. I do not recall. And that's what he's doing. But the whole thing is teaching people, and I've discussed this multiple times on the show, pay attention to what's going on. Like, read up on your part. Don't just make the decision. Well, it's not the person I don't like, and it's only two options, so I'm going to choose this one. And I'm not even going to read what their views or their voting record. I'm just going to choose this one because I don't like this one. That is so childish. I expect that from my friends, like, five-year-old or something. But not from people who are voting age who can drink. Let's not do this again as a country. But the whole Russia investigation has got me reading more news, like a subscription to the Washington Post reading. And a lot of people don't subscribe to newspapers, but I got into liking it. And I, for those listeners who don't know, I originally wanted to do print when I was in high school. And I majored, before I changed concentrations, my concentration was print journalism. So there is a level of reverence and respect because that's where everything pretty much starts in press, is written. Well, okay, technically oral, then drawing, then written, but it's a part of the foundation of media is the written word. So there was always going to be that level of respect. So, yeah, I have been reading up about the session, laws and stuff Mueller has been using to push this Russian investigation. And also about the Roy Moore thing. Okay, it's Alabama. Like, really? And a lot of his supporters are using the Bible, and I'm like, a lot of things happen in the Bible. I just got the 90-second warning. But those same people who are, like, homophobic, do you wear polyester is the question I want to ask. And if they answer yes, it's like, okay, well, you're breaking a biblical. If you eat shrimp and wear polyester, you're committing a sin. If you're if you're wearing cotton on top and, okay, denim pants and then a silk top, you're breaking a commandment. It's mixing fabrics. And then you're going to a seafood restaurant? No. You're breaking it. And he was wrong. He asked, you're 30-something years old, and you're with a 40 in this day and age. And when I say this day and age, I mean in the last 40 years. But on one hand, I'm also sort of have a level of ambivalence towards it because people still buy R. Kelly stuff, and he had a tape, at least with Roy, and as sick as it is, at least Roy Moore asked their mothers out to get their mother's permission. R. Kelly, you know. It's that, I don't know, it's like I'm healthy, but I'm also, I have the morning allergy kind of thing. So, yeah, I was just like, this is a mess. And hopefully I will have more to talk about next episode. I'm Anita. This is Rambles. Thank you for listening, and enjoy next month.